It's time to play the puzzle. Joining us is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times, but more importantly, I think he's the puzzle master of Weekend Edition. Good to talk to you, Will.
Good morning, Aisha.
Remind us, please, of last week's challenge.
Yes, it came from listener Theodore Regan of Scituate, Massachusetts. I said, take the last name of a famous 20th century American, the 5th, 6th, 7th, and 1st, 2nd, and 3rd letters, in that order, name a European capital. Who's the person, and what's the capital? And the answer was Lindbergh, as in Charles Lindbergh, and those letters spell Berlin.
Okay, we've received more than 2,400 responses, and the winner is Jane Babbitt of Camden, Maine. Congratulations, Jane, and welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
So how did you figure this one out?
Once I figured out what I was supposed to be doing, I knew I was looking for a six-letter capital. And when I saw Berlin and thought of a last name that started with Lin, I had it.
You had it. You got it. And so what do you do when you're not playing the puzzle? And I understand you've been playing the puzzle a long time.
As long as anyone has, yes. And when I'm not playing this puzzle, I do other puzzles. I do the New York Times puzzles. I sail and I read. I'm a retired librarian.
Oh, wow. That is great. I mean, well, I love librarians. And so I think you are perfect for this puzzle. I'm glad you are here. Jane, are you ready to play the puzzle?
As ready as anyone ever is.
You ready? You are ready. Okay, take it away, Will.
All right, Jane. I love librarians too. I'm going to give you three words starting with A, B, and C. You give me a fourth word that can precede each of mine to complete a compound word or a familiar two-word phrase. For example, if I said ant, A-N-T, ant, breast, and cross, you would say red, as in red ant, red breast, and red cross.
Okay.
So here we go. And the answers here are three letters long. And your first one is age, bucket, cream.
Oh, boy.
And what's something good to eat ending in cream?
Oh, ice.
Ice cream, age. Ice age, and ice bucket. You got
okay.
It. Number two is air, A-I-R, air, button, chocolate.
Air, button, and chocolate.
Blank chocolate might be something you have in the winter.
Ooh, mm-hmm. And then it like to be in a...
Maybe after you've been skiing, I don't know, or you come in from the cold weather, what would you have?
Oh, hot.
Hot chocolate, hot air, and hot button is right. Now, four-letter answers. Alarm, bell, code.
Fire?
Now you got it, fire alarm and so on. Affair, bite, child.
Love?
Love, you got it. Love affair, love bite, and love child. Nice. Now, five-letter answers. Airplane, back, clip.
Paper.
You got it. Arrest, that's A-R-R-E-S-T, arrest. Boat, committee.
With boat, I want to say sail, but we're looking for five letters.
Right. It's somewhere, it's a boat that you might live in.
House.
You got it. And house committee and house arrest is right. Apple, bar, B-A-R, and cane, C-A-N-E. In each case, it's something you might eat.
Candy.
Candy, apple, candy bar, and candy cane is right. And your last one is age, A-G-E. Bar, B-A-R, and craft.
And craft.
Uh-huh. And the blank bar is something on your keyboard.
Space.
Space age and spacecraft and space bar. Nice job.
Okay. That was kind of tricky. We hadn't had one like that.
You never know what you're going to get.
Never know.
I know everyone at home was shouting out the answers long before I was.
No. You did an excellent job because I was just writing everything down and you would get it before I even thought of it. How do you feel?
relieved and very happy.
Well, you did a great job. And for playing our puzzle today, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Jane, what member station do you listen to?
We are sustaining members of WMEP in Camden, Maine, part of Maine Public Broadcasting.
Oh, awesome. We love a sustaining member. Jane, thank you for playing the puzzle.
Thank you, Aisha. Thanks, Will.
All right, Will, what's next week's challenge?
Yes, it comes from listener Peter Collins of Ann Arbor, Michigan. Think of two famous people, one from business and one from entertainment, whose last names are anagrams of each other. Now, take their first names, drop the last letter of each of them, and put the result together without rearranging, and you'll get the full first name of a famous fictional character. Who are these people? So once again, two famous people, one from business, one from entertainment. Last names are anagrams of each other. Take their first names, drop the last letter of each of them, and put the result together. You'll get the full first name of a famous fictional character. Who are these people?
Okay, when you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Remember, just one entry, please. Our deadline for entries is Thursday, June 23rd at 3 p.m. Eastern. Don't forget to include a phone number where we can reach you. If you're the winner, we'll give you a call. And if you pick up the phone, you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition, Will Shorts. Thank you, Will.
Thank you, Aisha.